There's a famous debate between the Rav Raphael Shapiro, the Torah's Raphael, and the Netziv. By the way, they were related. Rav Raphael Shapiro was the son-in-law of the Netziv. He married the Netziv's daughter. He was also, the father-in-law to Rav Chaim. So nevertheless, what was their debate about? So it was an Avela Shaila. Let's say someone dies in Toronto and buried in Montreal. Died in L.A., buried in New York. Or who cares? Who cares where he died and where he's buried? That by itself doesn't make a difference. But the question is, let's say you're not going to the cemetery. You're living in Toronto, you're living in New York, or whatever the case may be, and you're one of the seven relatives, you're one of the people chayav and avelis, and you yourself aren't going. Whatever, you're elderly, you're sick, you can't go, it's COVID, whatever the reason is, you're not going. So, do you begin? So generally speaking, we have when does Shiva begin? Because we have a general rule. The Shiva doesn't begin until the steam asagola, which is practically the kfura. Shiva begins after the burial. So the question here is, the burial is not happening to 2 o'clock this afternoon or 2 o'clock tomorrow, and you hear about it today. So it's just you begin Shiva right away. Of course, it's a discussion then. If you don't, then I say you don't do Shiva. If you do Shiva right away, you're an Avel. If you don't do Shiva right away, you might be an Onain, and then you have different prohibition things you can't do when you're an Onain, but you can do when you're an Avel. In terms of Chayev Mitzvahs, Basar V'Yayin, so it does affect practically different things as well. So, do you wait into the Kfura even though you're not going? Or do I say, since I'm not going to the Kfura, I should begin right away? So, actually, the Gemara in Moed Katan talks about a different case. Because generally you go to the cemetery, or you come back, you start. The Shiloh is, let's say you're Malava Mace into whatever the outskirts of the city, however you're going to go. Or perhaps, let's say you have a service at the airport and you don't fly to Israel or somewhere else, that you do a little, you are with the mace a little bit. So the Gemara says, once you turn around and head back, you do a little of the hisaskus, you begin Shiva right away. You don't wait until the burial. So generally, all things being equal, we start at the burial. But if you were involved, you had some isaskus, so then the Rambam seems to say, you begin right away. Why is it? Why do you begin right away? Why don't you wait? So the Rambam writes, I don't know if it's cryptic or not, but it's open to interpretation, that lo yada, because you don't know when it's going to be over. Like back in the day, in the outskirts of town, you don't know if it's going to be another 10 minutes or 3 hours or maybe 10 hours. I don't know. So therefore, since you don't know exactly when it is, so you might as well start right now. So that's a major discussion today among the contemporary poskim. That since today we have FaceTime, Zoom, you know exactly when it's going to be. So do you say it's a low plug? No, that's... since we didn't know that's the way it is, or no, that today you would know. So that's that'd be a discussion. If someone's being buried in Montreal, you're in Toronto, would you begin yeshiva? Right, okay, so that's not so. That's the case where you had some isaskus. So if you had some isaskus, the Rambam says you begin right away. The Shiloh over here, in the case of the Netziv and Raphael Shapiro, there was no isaskus, you did nothing. So the Gemara seems to say if you did some hisaskus and you turn back, so then you begin Shiva right away. Let's say you didn't do any hisaskus. So do I say Kal Vachomer and then I begin the Shifra right away, or do I wait? So that's the Machlokes. The Netziv and Rabbi Yafal Shapiro. I believe the Netziv writes, you wait into the Kfura. Over there is when you did some is Askur, so therefore, okay, so then you did this Askur Sameis, and now you turn back, the Kfura begins. The Shiva begins. But if you didn't do anything, so then you have to wait to the Kfura. And Rabbi Yafal Shapiro says, then no. Then you begin right away. Kal Vachomer, if you turn back and you begin earlier, so if you're doing nothing, you begin earlier. So that's the Machlokes, Rafal Shapiro and the Netziv. And again, different minhagim, but many have a minhag like Rafal Shapiro. But that's the Machlokes Aposkim today. I think it was it switches around different generations. I think Rav Moshe went with Rav Yafal Shapiro that you begin right away if you're not going to go. So, in fact, I think it was the case where if I recall correctly, it might have been the Netziv died, meaning the wife's father, and she wasn't going to the funeral. So the question was, when she should begin Shiva? According to her father, she should begin at the Kfura. According to her husband, she should begin at the right away. So I think she was a good wife. Not that she wasn't a good daughter, but she was a good wife. And therefore, I believe she began right away. That was the issue. That's not an uncommon occurrence anymore. And in fact, because with people going out of town or certainly going to Eretz Yisrael, that was the famous Amaisa with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe died I don't know if he died, but he had the funeral on Tainus Esther, I believe 1986, I was there. And they had the different levites, and then I think eventually they took him to Eretz Yisrael. That was a whole debate, perhaps, in the family, whether he should be buried in Eretz Yisrael or should be buried in New York. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is buried locally. Some say the community needed him in New York. Whatever the case was, he was buried. He was buried in Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha is there's a halacha that generally speaking, you bury someone as quickly as possible. However, with Kvodo Shomeis, the Mishnah says you're allowed to push it off until family members get there, or else it's a busha. However, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is an exception to the rule. In fact, because that's what happened, because the way the flight was supposed to go is Rav Moshe was going to come into Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the night. So it was a big machlokes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yeshua, of others, about what should you do? Should we bury Rav Moshe at night? Or should we wait till the morning? But we have the Shita Mekubeset explains to Gemara and Baba Kama that we says that we don't push off the body in Yerushalayim. We don't push off the burial of the body in Yerushalayim. Well, of course we don't. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. No, the Chiddush is, of course you don't. But outside of Yerushalayim, as covered on Meis, sometimes you do. But over here, this is special to the Yerushalayim, not to be mullin. So if a body comes in theory, in the middle of the night, so not generally speaking, I assume that's when they do them. The Shaila here was, since Rav Moshe, they're going to be like hundreds if not thousands of people, and they felt it was a sakana, so therefore they wanted to push it. Of course, I mean, of course, everyone agrees, if they knew it was to be a sakana, people are going to be killed, then of course, I assume everyone would say not to do it. But I guess it wasn't clear. They're going to have things under control. how few people are going to go, whatever the case might have been. That was the machlokas in general. So I think Rav David Feinstein said, so what happened was his flight got delayed, and I don't know if it never went off, or it went off and came back, and there was a discussion even that maybe they're going to bury him in Chutzgar, because that was a big machlokas anyway. The bottom line, they didn't get off the plane, and they went, and they got there during the day. So therefore, I think they say Rav David said others, Rav Moshe was machria. I remember something, there was a machlokas Rav Moshe Tzitzel Yezer on this point, so it says Rav Moshe was machria, he waited a day. So that was the bottom line there. And therefore, so again, so you have the question of, if you had his askus in the mace and you turn back, so then you begin right away. A shaila in the Rambam, because go yadati, maybe today you do know, so you could wait. But the machlokas in the tziv and refer of a legend, whether you're not going at all, no his askus b'meis, do you begin right away, or do you wait to the kfura? Because the Gemara says if you do his askus, you start right away. So do I say, well, only if you did his askus, but if not, you wait like the tziv? Or no? If you did his askus, certainly if you don't do it, so either way, it's the machlokas we seem. Well, I don't know, we've seen, but there's a different discussion among the posts, and the Pesach today seems to be more, we go Rav Moshe, does you begin right away? And that was the whole Maaser with Rav Moshe about not getting Eretz Yisrael during the day, or else what would they have done? Would they have done it at night or not? So that's some of the discussion. Of course, the issue was also, I think in Rav Moshe's case, Rav Reuven Feinstein went to Eretz Yisrael and not Rav David. So that's a separate discussion. So obviously, Rav Reuven going, if you're being Osek, the Mason, I assume Rav David started right away when he got home. But either way, Rav Reuven wouldn't start Shiva until the Kfura. So in theory, he'll finish a day or two later. There's a whole discussion of Gado Habayis. You know, what is Gado Habayis? When do you follow it? So it seems to be a Machokes Rishonim, the Rush and the Rambam. And I think it's a Mechaba Ramah. So I think Rav Moshe went with the Mechaber and the Rush, that once you have your own count, and what if you're going to the Kfura, then it's on day one, you have to continue your day, your counting, and you don't go with the others. Others say that you go with the Habayis, or perhaps the other family. That was the whole discussion what exactly the cases are, but in the case Rav Moshe Shita was, you know, that Reuven, in this case, he came back and he finished about, I don't know, a day or two later, whatever it might have been.